Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m.
These boots hold on.
Phoebe's texting me. And that's just what they Everything comes to a screeching halt when Phoebe's texting me.
As well it should.
Yeah.
I was just talking, so Nick got engaged.
He did.
So I was just talking to a guy last night at the Economic Development Center's Christmas party, and the guy said, "Hey, you're on Glover's show." I was like, "There you go. That's so funny that's where you know me from." And he goes, "Yeah, you know, Dave's son just got engaged." I'm like, "That is so funny."
That's funny. Funny people know my life.
Well, you do share.
I do.
So that's great.
Some would say overshare.
Hey, but that's
why
you're here.
Most of the people who say that have the same last name as me. So.
Or used to.
Yeah, right. You were talking about how your wife was complaining because you were too loud making coffee.
Yes.
The night before. And it reminded me of a story. Wheels, I don't know if you know this, but I was Glenn Beck's fill-in guy for like 5 years.
I remember that.
And I used to go out, I'd fly to New York, and I'd be on CNN with him, and I would stay at his house in Connecticut. And the very first time I stayed with him, we get home from the show, and he starts going into this ceremony. And I know that he's Mormon, and he takes it very seriously. And I know that for the Latter-day Saints, there's something about weights and measures, and this is how you can prove it's all true and all this kind of stuff. And so he's very meticulously going through, and he's measuring these things out, and he's doing this, and he's doing that. And it's very quiet. It's very reverent. And, of course, I'm quiet as a church mouse. And then he finishes putting these things together, and he gives it one last look, and he walks out of the room. And his wife comes in, and I'm like, "Hey, can I ask you something? Like, is it okay if I ask Glenn about this?" And she's like, "About what?" And I'm like, "You know, the Mormon stuff and the weights and the measures." And she goes, "Davey's making ice cream." She's like, "He does this every night."
He makes ice cream every night?
Every night.
But he's very precise about
very
it.
Very precise.
Like, just so much ice cream.
Yes.
If I have more than that, I gain 35 pounds.
Did he know he could buy it?
It's just like, I guess he just loved doing it.
I know.
Yeah, it's so funny, like, it was already weird that I'm on television and I'm with Glenn Beck and his Bentley. And he's like, "Let's stop and get some food on the way home." And we stopped at Boston Market.
Oh, how funny. Oh, yeah, that's good, yeah, too, man. I loved a Boston Market.
You're thinking, we're going upscale.
Yeah,
we went Boston Market.
They had the best corn muffins. Oh,
those were good. Only time I've ever had it.
Yeah, it was good, man.
You guys remember Old Country Buffet?
Oh, yeah.
That was kind of in the vein of a Boston
Market. I love any buffet.
My brother-in-law used to call that old time hog trough. It's like, my wife hates buffets, but I love them.
I understand why your wife hates them, but I love them for the exact reason she hates them.
I do too. I mean, I could load up on my stuff and it's all good.
What's your strategy?
I'm such a meat lover. I've stopped eating vegetables years ago, right? Did you ever work with Tom O'Keefe?
Yeah.
So O'Keefe just looks at vegetables as garnish, right? So I'm not that bad. But I could live on meat alone, and I just graze on meat when we go into those things. And that's why I love, what's that Brazilian place there at Streets of St. Charles? Ooh, man. They just, you keep your little thing up that says it's green
meat
and they keep bringing
it.
Yes. Just keep going. So that's my part. I'll just keep doing that.
Yeah.
They used to have this chocolate fudge cake thing that was like the hot fudge in the middle. Oh, no wonder that I was 274 pounds, right?
Were you really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And this morning I'm 191. So I was like, yay. But I would look at those things.
Did
and
I
it's
know
like,
you then?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago.
I don't remember you being that big.
It's what everybody says.
Yeah.
I'll show you a picture.
People say that about me too. Like, I porked up a little bit this year. And if I say it to anyone, they're like, I don't notice. You look a pound heavier, which maybe they're just being nice. But
if
I hear that all
on a
the
regular
time,
basis. They don't.
They
you don't
clock
think about it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But if you haven't seen anybody, if you like,
but you can
haven't
tell.
Seen you. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen somebody in a while, then after you see them, you're like, oh, holy crap! But people aren't going to say, wow, you're really a lard bud now, aren't you?
Lard butt.
I was trying to think of a nice way to say that.
I like that.
Way back when, at my heaviest, I decided I was going to lose a bunch of weight. And I wanted to do before and after pictures. So I took my shirt off and I stood against a wall and I had Maureen take some pictures of me.
Okay.
And while she was taking them, I remember thinking, I hope these look bad enough. Oh my God. I looked like the reason you kill someone to get sent to solitary confinement because you get put in a cell with me. I looked like Bubba.
I was
just huge and just shirtless and bleh. And I don't think those exist anymore, but oh.
I took those same pictures when I started this, and I had them on my phone for the longest time. And then one day I was like,
time to get rid of them.
I'm not looking at those ever again. Because the thing I was just thinking is that's going to show up on a campaign ad somewhere. Like, Mike Elam's lard butt is here. So there you go.
He's big on the lard butt.
Well,
I'm enjoying it.
Once we used it, I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to stick with that one now.
Wheels, how did you lose your weight when you were bigger?
At my biggest, it's because I'm about 225 now. I was 260. At my biggest.
Were you a fat 260, though?
Oh, or? I mean, yeah. I mean, just at 5'8", it's kind of hard to not be fat at 260. I still had all their bulk, too, but yeah, I mean, it was real. And it still is real, but it just looks better now.
And you played in that World Series game that big, right?
I did. I played the first world record baseball game. It was only 32 hours.
Only.
I couldn't get out of the chair after it was over.
Oh,
that was literally the motivation. I sat down, so I was still staying at our boss's house at the time.
Yeah.
And I sat down after playing the 32 hours of baseball. I'm just eating some dinner, and this is like 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, I'm just going to bed, man. I'm worn out. I could not get out of the chair.
Wow.
I had to rock 5 times to get out of the chair. And at that point, I was like, I can't do this again.
Yeah.
So I did Nutrisystem for a while, and it worked. Any of those things will, though, right? The question is it better to do that or to just try to form new habits that you're going to stay with?
Yeah.
Well, Weight Watchers.
But I ride that roller coaster, though.
Yeah. Most people do. You know, Weight Watchers' whole thing is eat less, move more. And that's really it.
Simple. Yeah.
I didn't exercise this entire journey. I just quit eating. And now, going to a buffet, it's not really worth it anymore.
Yeah.
Not more cheap than anything else. And now I'm like, well, I'm not going to get my money's worth. Because that was always a challenge. It's all you can eat buffet, and you're like, challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yep.
You guys were having a talk on the break, and Kevin was talking about meeting his wife, Susan, when he was 19, and how much worse he was at 19. And I'd written down on my show sheet today that the world would be so much better if everyone was 61. Because I'm no shining example. I'm still not sure I'm a very good guy, but I'm by far the best guy I've ever been.
I get that.
Right?
Yeah.
And thank God that finally age did it to me. But yeah, if everyone was like 61, we'd all be just pretty reasonable and laid back and tired.
You know, you get to a point where you're like, you know what? My give a damn's busted.
Yeah, it's just not worth it.
It's
just not worth it.
I could fight with you about it, but I just don't care. I don't care enough to fight with you about it. I'm going to go, yeah, you're kind of an a-hole, and I'm just going to move on because life's too short. And I think that's probably what it is. You get to a certain age, and you start going, I've only got so much time left.
Yeah.
And it starts getting real, especially when your friends start dying. You know, people you went to high school with, and they're not dying from a car crash at you know, 30. They're dying because they're getting to that age.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, okay, there's only so much time. I need to just start paying attention to what do I really care about, what's important, and I need to let the other stuff go.
Yeah.
And that's a journey. It really is.
Yeah, really is. I feel bad for people. I can't think of anyone like this in my life, but I know they exist, who get into their 60s and even 70s, and they don't change.
Right.
You know, still the same shenanigans.
There's always somebody like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got one of those that, you know, is running for county executive in St. Charles. But, you know, it's a whole different thing.
Wow. People are doxing people today on the DGS. Crazy.
I didn't mention any names.
No, you've narrowed it down to two or three, so.
Hey, there you go. It's kind of how it goes.
Anything in the world of politics, local or national, you got on your mind?
I was listening to you guys talk earlier about that story from University of Oklahoma and what was going on with that. So I hadn't heard about it, so I went and looked it up, and I realized that the person who gave her the zero on the paper was a transgender grad assistant who was teaching the class. And it seemed like there really wasn't, it was basically just write this article on how gender something, gender, what do they call it?
Norms?
Yeah, no, I don't remember the specific topic that was assigned, yeah.
But it was...
It was related to gender, but I don't remember specifically what they were looking for.
Yeah, gender related with middle schoolers. And that's what the topic was. So it doesn't sound like this was a, you know, big research
scholarly
paper. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a 650-word thing. It's not going to be a research paper.
Right. So it was a quick thing. So it sounds like there really weren't a lot of guide rails that said, hey, you have to bring in three sources and all that. It seemed to be more of, you know, give an opinion on this. So she wrote it, and the grad assistant actually said, I was offended by it. And I think that's where all this came from.
I don't like that.
No, that's not the good part of it. I mean, it's still not. If you're talking, what does the Bible say about gender and middle schoolers?
Yeah.
I mean, like, probably nothing.
One thing that's important to note is this student did say that belief in multiple genders was, quote, demonic. So, right. I could definitely see why a lot of people would find that hurtful, offensive. And that was part of the reason she received the zero is because she was like, well, you're not citing any source other than the Bible, and you're making these broad sweeping statements that are offensive to many people.
I think if the grad assistant would have said, though, I'm giving you this grade because of this, and a zero, I think, is what got it. I think if it wasn't a zero, there would have been, it wouldn't have been the story that we're talking about today, because it wouldn't have just been an all or nothing. That's the big part. I just don't get the world is not black and white. The world is all gray. It's completely gray.
But to this girl, it was black and white.
And that's the problem, right?
No, I mean the girl that wrote it.
I think for the...
For both people involved.
I completely agree with that, Kevin. I think it was black and white for both of them. They thought... One thought she was all right, and the other thought she was all wrong. And I think there's an argument to be made that there was room enough in the world for both of them to have their opinion, and she should have judged the paper based on the writing that the paper was and graded it appropriately.
Do you consider the Bible to be a work of history and or a work of science?
I believe that the Bible is God's word, and it is God's breath and God's word, and I call it a living Bible. So when Kevin says, you know, it's not necessarily science, I say, well, I guess it depends on your definition of science. So it's not a scientific textbook. No.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
So if scientists in 2025,
yeah,
using the scientific method of experimentation and replication, find X, and that goes against what the Bible says. You still siding with the Bible?
I guess it would depend. Yes, I always side with the Bible as a general rule of thumb. But when you're going to say it goes against what the Bible says, I would be curious what the scientists would say that says it goes against what the Bible said, unless you're talking creationism and you're going to go there, right? So I don't see...
Yeah, what about that?
I've always gone from a standpoint of when you look at evolution as opposed to creation, it really depends on evolution. How far back do you go for your starting point? Like, what's starting, right? Because if you say creationism is where it all began, then how can you say that Big Bang wasn't part of creationism? I mean, how did the...
Except that creationism says that the Earth's only like 10,000 years old, and we know it's billions of years old.
Creationism does not say that.
New Earth creationism does.
But the Bible doesn't say that.
No.
The Bible doesn't put that on it, right? So that's people reading into it.
No, but I mean, it claims that people lived for hundreds and hundreds of years. Do we think that happened? Do I think that somebody lived for 300 years? No.
I think Methuselah lived for, what was it, 975? I firmly believe that. Well, here's the thing. If you believe what the Bible said about the flood, one of the big things with Noah and the flood, there had never been rain before. You didn't need it before that, supposedly. And there are other documents. One of the things that I always come back with the Bible is there are third-party sources out there that ancient writings that will justify some of the things that are in the Bible at that particular time. You can find other sources that agree with it. So when you look at things in going back 5,000 years...
What about the ones that don't have that confirmation? Like, there's no historical record of Moses anywhere but the Bible that I understand.
There's probably all kinds of examples like that.
Well, this is kind of my point, right? So this is the difficulty. I'm not trying to say that your beliefs are wrong. I'm saying this is the difficulty of using it as a reference. Because some things do have historical backing. Some things have multiple sources saying this was going on at this time, this thing happened around then, and then there are a lot of others that do not. So how do we differentiate between the ones that do and the ones that don't?
And here's the great part about being, as Dave says, everyone should be 61. Because at 59 and a half and almost 60, I'm at the point where I'm like, hey, if you have a problem with what I believe, that's your problem, and I don't really care if you have a problem with what I believe. I believe what I believe, and I'm comfortable with what I believe.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I'm the only one who has to be comfortable with it. And if you're not comfortable with it, I'm sorry that you're uncomfortable with it, but I'm good. So if you want to punch holes in what I believe and why I believe it, that's for you to deal with. I'm comfortable with why I believe what I believe. I've dealt with that personally, and I've come to where I'm at, and I'm comfortable with it.
That's totally cool. We just need people in politics to not try to impose what they believe on the rest of us.
And I can get that. There is a right and wrong, and I think that's more of a discussion for a longer time.
What's so funny is while you guys are talking, Mike doesn't know this, these boots are made for walking. It's playing in the background.
Thanks, Nancy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I just love this song.
It's a good one.
It's just hard to talk. It's like so friggin' good. Damn. David. Throwback Thursday, Rich.
David.
Yeah, 69 years ago, 1956, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis, Wheeler's favorite person, recorded music together at Sun Studios in Memphis. The recordings were released 25 years later under the title The Million Dollar Quartet.
Yeah.
Fun.
That's like a show they do at the Fox now.
I still get Jerry Lee Lewis and Jerry Lewis confused.
Yeah.
And so sometimes when I hear stories like that, I'm like, Wow.
They weren't all that different.
Okay.
I mean, there were some differences, but...
Let's just do one more. We'll jump forward to 2006. So 19 years ago, an adult giant squid was captured on video for the first time in Japan. They're so scary. I looked up the video earlier, and I was freaking out.
Before you said squid, I was going to be like, we caught a giant?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.